Yep, hydration and phonation, intonation and projection, everything you need to know to read out loud and to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. I'm Peter Stewart, talking about political ads at the moment. So negative and positive ads, the two main themes of those. Let's look at the negative ones, first of all. You're unlikely to be shouting and screaming in fury, even in a negative advert. Instead, your style's going to be more measured and composed, although still on the scale somewhat between the two extremes. Kind of bewildered. What are they doing? Disappointed. Concern. Incredulous. Maybe a little bit of sarcasm and snark could be in there. It could also be dark sincerity, righteous contempt, quiet aggression, disgust, leading all the way to anger. Negativity is not necessarily shouting. As we've said several times in this podcast series, you don't need projection and volume. You need to have mood and feeling and attitude. And although unlikely on every line, if mentioning the candidate from the other side, you may want a tone of disgust or disbelief. When you mention your guy, you say their name with a lightness, a sense of hope and aspiration. So instead of projection, you can use elongation to highlight words and phrases. Stretch out keywords to mark your disgust, making them longer rather than louder. It's what Maria Pendolino of BlueWaveVoiceover.com calls a voice, quote, like pulling a mozzarella, which I loved. Let me give you a few examples. They spent millions on failed personal projects. What about spent millions on failed personal projects? Pulling out those words like mozzarella. His entire career. And you'll find it easier to get the appropriate attitude or strength of snark if you use body language along with the scripted language. A shake of the head, a squint of the eye, pupil rolling, eyebrow lifting, lip snarling. Really? Positive ads are a little softer to heighten sympathy and bring reassurance to engage the voter. Again, there'll be a range within this tone, from positive, more positive, hopeful, possibly even heartbreaking in there as well. Tomorrow on the show, voicing public service announcements as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.